It's the next year on PodTech.net. I'm Matt Kelly, and I'm joined today by David Egan. He's East Coast Sales Manager for Hyphane Company out of Littleton, Colorado. Hyphane, a mashup of hydrogen and methane. Is that perhaps where the origin of the company's name comes from?
That's right, Matt. Hyphane is our branded fuel. It's a patented fuel, and it is a mixture of an engineered blend of hydrogen and natural gas. Hydrogen by 20% by volume. And natural gas is about 95% methane. So hydrogen, methane, hyphane.
I'm amazed at this new technology. In fact, that there is a new gas, a new patented propulsion fuel out there that is getting wide attention. It's starting to actually become more and more prominent.
It is, Matt, and it's amazing that there are gases that are yet undiscovered. But when you do blending, you can come up with some pretty interesting results. As we found over the last 30 years working with hydrogen, hyphane has become actually a byproduct of our research on hydrogen, and with the addition of hydrogen, natural gas, it becomes much more combustible and much cleaner burning. And so just a little bit of hydrogen added to natural gas can clean up an already clean fuel and make it much more powerful as well.
Talk to us about the promise then of this technology.
Well, the promise is, and as I present hyphane to the open markets, we're a bridging technology. We're actually a technology that you can use today, that is being used today on both coasts to bridge the fueled worlds of natural gas and hydrogen. We all love to get on to the hydrogen highway. We don't see how where we can do it, and not everybody can jump in at the same place at the same time. It's a fast-moving technology.
And as I look at the infrastructure needed for it, I mean, I'm 44. I don't necessarily see that this infrastructure is going to be in my lifetime. That I'll be riding this highway, you know, before I hit the grave.
Well, absolutely, Matt. And you hit it on the nail on the head. Is the infrastructure as a fuel, hydrogen needs to be developed more. Needs to be commoditized. It needs to really become affordable. Right now, the production of hydrogen, while it's a mostly abundant element, it never stands alone. Hydrogen doesn't stand alone in the universe, and so we need to extract it and compress it. That it takes some time and some expense, and as you said, the infrastructure is not there. Our philosophy at Hyphane is that we're going to use an already existing infrastructure called CNG, compressed natural gas, which is, there's 100 compressed natural gas stations in California, Southern California, you're alone. So why reinvent the wheel? Let's make a really good clean fuel even cleaner and better and expand upon their infrastructure.
And what are the challenges then that you're facing as a company in trying to get, you know, mass adoption of this fuel platform?
Well, it's in America, it's a land of choices, it's a land of opportunity, but it's based on a land of choices. What we have here is a bewildering amount of choices, from ethanol to biodiesel to electrics and hybrids and things. And while there is no silver bullet, we'll need all these technologies to release our dependence on oil. They are all emerging at the same time, competing for airspace, competing for market share. And it's a friendly competition. We're all helping each other, and we will settle with the right applications.
Mm-hmm. Are you finding that other markets outside of North America are more readily accepting of this technology, and you're deploying more systems?
Yes, that actually is true. In other countries, such as India, we have the difference between India and the United States is the government of India is actually behind the push for alternative fuels. India has got a tremendous push for natural gas. They have 80,000 gas stations that they want to structure for natural gas. We have agreements, by the way. We are actually in agreements with the government of India and Ashok Leyland, which is the largest manufacturer of buses in India at this moment. So we are poised to really create a market, a drive within India, and that starts with the old Bombay city, and throughout the spreads out to the rural centers and the rural areas.
What do you think needs to happen in terms of North American governments to further this technology? Do you think it's going to require some government support or intervention, or do you think it really free market economy is going to dictate its success or its failure?
Yeah, it's a good question, Matt. I think what's happening now, the president government has tried to devise a middle way between free markets and some government intervention or guidance, I would say. Not really intervention, but some guidance. There are tax incentives for natural gas, alternative fuels, some very lucrative initiatives for the OEMs to get involved in this. And so I think what you're seeing, the strongest players will emerge, and they'll take advantage of these tax incentives and these opportunities.
And now, is Hythane a relatively young company? How long has it been around?
Yeah, Hythane was developed in the early 90s and patented. We've only gone to the market about 2 years ago. So we're really out of deployment into R&D into deployment, and we are actually traded on the Australian Stock Exchange. We merged with a company called Eden Energy, and we are traded on the Australian Stock Exchange. So we're funded. We are poised for growth, and we just need some beachheads, which we're working on in America. And I think it'll spread like wildfire. Actually,
it'll spread like Hythane.
There we go.
Your final thoughts about the Hythane Company LLC and the gas itself and the promise that it represents for the consumer and the environment, and where you see all this going?
Well, Hythane we've taken a very specific and a focused approach. We're looking at the main offenders. These are the large, heavy-duty trucks, passenger trucks, refuse trucks, city sweeps, and these are the great polluters for NOx and SOx and CO2. So we've actually are really focusing on the fleets, the heavy duties, municipalities, and the private fleets, such as the United States Postal System, FedEx, GSA. And we figure if we can clean that bunch up, that'll be probably about 90% of the greatest pollution. So we're going after that. There are some great cars on the market now. The Honda GX, which is a super clean car, natural gas car, is already super clean. Our technology is not going to make it that much better. We're really going for the heavy duty engines, the heavy idler engines, the school buses, the refuse trucks, and things like that. So that part of the world and that part of the market is we feel the dirtiest and the most apt for potential for clean.
Awesome. We look forward to hearing more about Hythane as a gas and as a company. David C. Egan, East Coast Sales Manager for Hythane. It's a pleasure having you on the show today.
Thank you, Brad.
For the next gear, I'm Matt Kelly on podtech.net.